Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeff, good morning to you. How's everything?
Good. How are you, Colin? Hey, Chris.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm okay. You know, it is opening day, no matter, home opener, I should say. And no matter how you feel about the Pirates, this or that, it's always one of those days where you and with the pandemic too, you hold on to the stadium being full and it's a certain rite of passage. And is there something within you, Jeff, where you go, I'm excited about it. I'm always excited about the home opener. But, man, times are tough to see it with the park not being full. I can't get away from that for me. I'm excited to hear it and smell it and see it and all that. But it's a certain holiday that we can't celebrate fully.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm excited that there are some fans. And I guess I've thought more about where we were last year at this time and the fact that, you know, we're playing at this time of year and that there is going to be somebody, and there's hope that there'll be more fans as it goes on. Unfortunately, the team has not had the greatest lead-in in the last couple of days, and, you know, that's kind of put a little bit of a sour taste on, you know, on the whole thing just because the team's performed so poorly.
Yeah, I think that may be the biggest takeaway from these first six games, Jeff, is not just that they're not very good. We kind of expected that, to be quite honest, with all the predictions we'd all made somewhere in the range of 100 losses or so, 100, 105 losses. But the fact that without Ke'Bryan Hayes present, they're not just bad. They're really bad. And that's, you know, as much as we talk about how much we all love baseball and the game of baseball and just the good news that it is that people will be at PNC Park today on a beautiful sunny afternoon to watch baseball, there is that little bit of a damper that, yeah, they're bad and they're even worse without Hayes.
Yeah, and, you know, we've said this too. I mean, this isn't about wins or losses. If you're a Pirates fan, there are going to be things that you're going to look for that could be positives towards the future. And we've seen a few of those. It's just hard in games when you're just getting boat raced. I mean, it's one thing to lose 5-3, you know, but to lose 14-1 or 11-4 or something like that, like that's tough to swallow, even if you are trying to look for the silver lining. And there are a few. I'm posting a story right now on our website about, you know, there are a few things that have happened in the first week that can make you smile. And I hope this with Ke'Bryan Hayes, man, as much as I want to see him, if he needs to wait 60 days, wait 60 days. Like, this year doesn't matter. What matters is him being healthy for his career and not creating some chronic issue because, well, we want to get him back out there. And Jeff, I don't think the Pirates are thinking that way.
Whoa, Jeff Hathorn joining us here. Sorry to interrupt you. On the Fan Morning Show, our beat man for all seasons. Is this as much of, like, I don't want to say make or break. That's too much for the Penguins tonight. But do we find out if this is either a trend or just kind of an outlier couple periods for the Penguins tonight? Do they answer a lot of questions?
I don't necessarily believe it has to be a win, but at least the style of play needs to be back to what we saw at least first period in Boston. I mean, it needs to go back to that more responsible defensive play. Maybe it doesn't end in a win, but if it's a tight loss or they get a point in overtime and lose, at least it's something you can build on with the game, of course, tomorrow night in New Jersey. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Mike Sullivan said it. They talked about it a lot yesterday and how this team responds. I mean, you could discuss bringing in any option that you want at the trade deadline, but if their mind isn't where it needs to be, I don't care who you bring in. They won't get past the first round.
As Hextall termed it yesterday, a big physical forward, does that fix the issues that they have outside of what we've seen the last two games? Because we agree, you know, they've got to turn that around, and personnel isn't going to change that. But can they make themselves a more legitimate Stanley Cup contender with just the addition of a big physical forward to play in the bottom six?
I think what it does is it helps for teams that take liberties with the Penguins, and that's the thought process. And, you know, it seemed just a couple of years ago that was old school, given what we've seen in the playoffs maybe the last season or two, that you might need somebody like that, especially with the knowledge that you are going to play Washington if you advance. No matter where your seating is, you're going to face Tom Wilson. And having that guy that could be there to punish Tom Wilson. You know, it used to be you skated away. This group wants somebody to come in there and make a team pay. I still don't know if that's the right mentality. I think what you do is if teams are taking penalties on you, you score in the power play, they'll stop taking penalties on you. I think that's been as big of an issue as anything, is they haven't scored on the power play in the postseason, so why would teams stop taking runs at them? But if you can get that guy and have somebody, you had probably the best guy a couple of years ago, then you traded him to Vegas. So it's I don't know if that solves all problems. I think what does is, as we were discussing, is getting in that right mindset and playing good, responsible hockey.
Jeff Hathorn, our beat man for all seasons, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, now, if they move forward, the Penguins do, and kind of look at this responsible hockey, and they lose tonight, will people be able to say, okay, it's not just about results, it is about getting back on track and playing responsible hockey? Or is it so? Are we so married to results that it just has to be a win tonight, though? Because I can understand what you're saying, but I wonder if the masses just need a win.
Oh, there'll be some that just want to panic and will panic and think and won't realize that the Rangers are a good team that very well could be in the postseason. I mean, it's a team that's finding itself. They've got a lot of talent. They may not realize that either, that this is not – you're not walking into the Buffalo Sabres. You're walking into a team that's pretty good, that caught you on Tuesday. But, yeah, absolutely, you know, because they'll look on the surface and think, oh, this is a team that's currently outside of the postseason. How could you lose a game at their building? But I do believe, even if they were to lose but get the boat turned in the right way as far as how they want to play, it can still be a positive.
How do you think Sully handles the goaltenders the next 4 days, Jeff?
I'm interested because I see both sets. You know, one that you throw Jari back in there, but it's not like DeSmith has performed well, and neither of these guys have had a lot of help in front of them. I think he'll go Jari tonight and DeSmith tomorrow night.
All right. Jeff Hathorn, our beat man for all seasons. Jeff, we thank you so very much. Jim's coming back in the office today. This should be a damn treat.
I heard.
Oh, man.
What did you guys get him? Is there cake, donuts? What's the spread?
I disabled the mouse on his computer, and I did a couple other things, and I'm going to just cause him just all kinds of strife. So we'll see how that works. We're trying to force him to go back home right away. I want a temper tantrum, yes.
That would do it.
Yes. Jeff, thank you much. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Happy home opener, guys.
Yeah, thanks, the best. Jeff Hathorn.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.